What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Here we go.
He said he living life as a gringo. Where you question where you fit and every time you mingle. They say you do this with not enough that.
My rapping is really bad. This life as a gringo.
Yes, welcome to another episode of Life as a Gringo with me, Dramos, of course. Man, I want to just dive into this one because people on my social media, you know how I do my Ask a Gringo segment. They went crazy for this one. So obviously, a lot of people are really passionate about this topic. And that topic being, is it okay to stay in contact with an ex, even just on social media? Why or why not? And again, people had an opinion on this one. And I based it off of this whole thing that's going on with Scott Disick and Kourtney Kardashian and him throwing shade at her and her new relationship. Based on her social media posts. And then now his relationship is all like in murky waters, to say the least. And I'll dive into a little bit of that backstory, a little bit more that inspired this. And then, of course, later on in the show, we have our Ask a Gringo segment where y'all will get involved. I'll hear your guys' opinions. But first, let's take a deep dive into this particular topic of staying in contact with an ex. Let's see what the experts and their studies tell us about this particular topic. And we'll do it in a segment we call For the People in the Back.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
All right, so this one, this information, this study I got is from actually a Vice article that came out a few years ago. I mean, obviously, though, it's still a very relevant topic. So I want to read a couple of the findings that they did from these surveys. So according to this Vice article, in the first survey, participants were asked what their breakup was like and to share how they felt romantically about both their current and former partners. According to their results, those who still communicated with former partners reported higher levels of romantic feelings for their former partner and experienced poorer adjustment to the breakup. Shame, shame, shame. Moreover, the study found that these individuals reported lower commitment to their current partner. That hurts. The article goes on to also say, in a second study they did, the surveyor and her colleagues identified four reasons for maintaining communication with an ex, including overlapping social networks and wanting to have a backup plan in case a new romance doesn't work out. Once again, shame, shame, shame. They found that people who talk with their exes more frequently were less satisfied in their current relationships. And if they did so for the purposes of maintaining a backup plan, their current relationship was more likely to suffer. And then, I don't know if we call them scientists or surveyors, whatever it is, but, and I quote, they said, if individuals perceive that they are heavily invested in their relationship and that there are few desirable alternatives to the relationship, they are likely to be more than committed and satisfied, the authors write. However, and we quote, however, when other desirable alternatives to the current relationship are available, commitment may decrease, particularly given romantic, i.e. backup, motivations with the former romantic partner. Man, so basically what they're saying is when you're keeping that ex around, you are giving yourself an out to potentially, man, fuck up on your current relationship. It's not pretty. There's no way I can sugarcoat that. The article then goes on to ask, so should people be wary when they see their partners texting ex-lovers? It says, not necessarily. Yeah, right. Generally, the research shows that communication with former partners is not universally good or bad for current relationships. The important factor is why the person continues to communicate with the former partner, the researcher says. It is possible to continue to stay friends with an ex for purely platonic reasons, and that can be inconsequential or positive for the current relationship. But she does say if a person really wants to move on from a past relationship, they need to cut off communication. Many people find themselves stuck on former partners or unable to really break away from the idea of a relationship with them. When this happens, they experience higher rates of depression and anxiety and are less likely to find themselves in a healthy new relationship. As our research and previous work shows, there are real consequences for those who do continue to communicate both for themselves and their new relationship. Duh. I mean, fucking duh. I could have told y'all all of this, but I wanted to make sure that I got some actual facts before saying this, because I did have a few people kind of push back against this notion. So we'll definitely get into that to the Ask a Gringo section of the show. But I mean, did they really need to spend all this time getting researchers and doing all these studies and surveying people? I mean, fucking duh. The ultimate, you know, temptation is going to be somebody that you've had sex with that is hanging around you at all times. And on top of that, somebody you had a deep connection with beyond just sex. It's like an easy go-to, and it doesn't make sense to give yourself a more convenient, you know, excuse to go and step out in your current relationship. You know, I'm giving too much of my own opinion. This is supposed to be a bit of a deep dive for the experts. I'll kind of react a bit when we talk about Scott Disick and the current situation that he finds himself in the Mi Gente segment of our show. All right, so the subject matter of the podcast has been admittedly a little bit heavy or more introspective the last few episodes, so it's nice to kind of lighten it up just a little bit with some just good old-fashioned celebrity gossip that we all love indulging in for whatever reason. And this one involving Scott Disick and his ex, Kourtney Kardashian. So this has been kind of an ongoing drama over the last couple of weeks, and it's just begun to escalate. And basically, to kind of summarize what this is all about, I got this from People, and they're saying that Scott Disick and his current girlfriend, I don't know what her first name is, Hamlin, have hit a rocky patch, and I quote, in their romance after Scott was recently called out for allegedly shading his ex, Kourtney Kardashian, and her PDA with her current boyfriend, Travis Barker. And this was all via leaked DMs that the dummy was sending to Kourtney Kardashian's ex, Giannis Benjima. I don't know how the fuck to say this guy's last name. Giannis, right? That young dude, I think she was hanging around for a while. Kourtney, that is. And if I'm not mistaken, Giannis leaked these DMs. But to paraphrase here, because I really don't care enough to go and research exactly what was said, if I'm not mistaken, Scott was kind of like saying to Giannis, can you believe this girl? Like, what's up with her? And Giannis was basically like, I'm just glad that she's happy. And did the shadiest thing ever and leaked the conversation between him and Scott Disick, allegedly, of course. So that's kind of the basis for this conversation we've been having today. And obviously, I mean, it's fucked up his current relationship because his current girl had a problem with him kind of keeping tabs on his ex. I mean, obviously, he's still following her on social media. And with them, it's a bit more complicated because they have the TV show together. They raise a kid together in real life, all that kind of stuff. But I think the fact that he is so interested in her current relationship is a very telling sign. And man, if he wasn't following her on social media, he probably wouldn't have this much of an investment in it. Hence my point, how I personally feel like when you break up with somebody, when a relationship ends, like you have to stop following that person. I mean, I know years ago, I would even at the very least would like, hide everything from that person because I didn't want to seem like I was petty. I remember when I was younger, I would care more about that. I didn't want to seem petty unfriending them. So the alternative was to like basically kind of block them and hide them from my entire feed so I couldn't see anything they were doing. Now I just don't give a fuck. We're not following each other. And listen, I know for some people they might think that that's childish, but to me, there's just no reason why you should be keeping tabs on your ex and vice versa. I think it allows you to kind of just stir up too many past emotions. And even, let's say you're not in a current relationship, like even if that person is your ex and you're single, it's already really easy to at times fall into that trap of like when you're having that lonely night by yourself, especially when you're single coming out of a relationship. It's very easy to want to call that person, to text that person, to want to see that person because you're used to that kind of comfort. And seeing them pop up on your social media feed or still hanging around that same group of friends is only going to make that feeling 10 times worse because you're constantly reminded about that person. So not good, even if you're single. And of course, if you're in a relationship, I don't think that there's much of an excuse for it. I mean, I don't think that I follow any of my exes at this point in my life, as far as I'm aware of. And definitely nobody recently. I mean, anything from years ago, I can't even think at this point if we follow each other or not, but I don't think so. I think I've made a point to unfollow people. But, and to me, that kind of goes more so when it comes to relationships. I think there's going to be a differentiation. If you're somebody you hooked up with once or twice, you're probably not going to overthink it and overseek out like trying to unfollow that person who you just randomly kind of like hooked up with one night or something like that. Like, I understand that might be a little bit petty to kind of go back and dig up all this old stuff on your Instagram and try and find that person to unfollow them, whatever it is. But definitely anybody you had a relationship with, to me, there's no excuse that that's like where you draw the line. Like, I can see if, like, you know, my girl was following maybe somebody that she might have hooked up with years ago or something like that, casually went out with on a date with, whatever it was. That wouldn't be a huge deal to me, but like definitely the whole ex thing is definitely where I would draw the line of like, you shouldn't be following an ex, especially one that is like relevant in your adult life, you know, at this point. I mean, if it's your middle school ex, we can probably make an exception, but man, definitely like an adult relationship, there's no reason to still be following that person. And I say that as somebody who I don't consider myself to be the jealous type. So, I just think it's out of respect and also out of like precaution of protecting yourself from any sort of harm coming your way at all. To me, it's all about preventing anything that could potentially put you in a position to bring unnecessary drama into your life. And with that said, let me see if y'all agree with me. Let's get into our Ask a Gringo segment of the show where I ask y'all a question and you give me your feedback on this particular topic. But first, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Ask a Gringo!
I have a question.
All right, so for this one, I asked my followers, and remember, at DJ Dramos on Instagram, if you want to be a part of the conversations. I do this for each and every episode we drop. I'll post it in my stories. The question was, is it okay to stay in contact with an ex, even just on socials? So I got a ton of responses on this one. I'm going to read a few. Okay, so at the Magical Hands, okay, said no. In all caps, exclamation point. I just went through this with my ex. Bitch called twice at 1 a.m. and left a text. You comfy. Man, why are you playing with this woman? Block your ex and get yourself away from this drama you are inviting, you know, yourself into right now. Obviously, I mean, I'm assuming she's saying that her current boyfriend's ex was calling at 1 a.m., obviously, your current girl is not playing that shit. So why even put yourself in this position? Block that girl's number and move on with your life drama free. You see what I mean? You are inviting unnecessary drama into your life. And now your girl is not going to be using their magical hands on you anytime soon. Let's see. At Brenji Life Coaching said, nope, not if it was a serious or toxic relationship. If it's your child's parent, it may be different. That I would agree with. That would be like the only exception to this rule of stay the fuck away from your ex, basically, would be if it is like a baby mom's or baby dad situation. That would be the only thing that's acceptable because you really have no choice. Like, y'all are attached together for life, essentially, at this point, whether you like it or not, because you have a kid in this world. So that would be the only exception. I agree that that would be the only time you could probably make it work. All right. At SullyT_85 said, cut off all ties. That includes family members, social, any shared passwords. Yeah, she's basically saying that, no, like, erase any knowledge or any sort of trace of this person's existence from your life. I get it. Any type of thing that they're talking about could be a gateway to that person coming back in your life. A Netflix password that you got to text them is an entryway into, you know, their life, or they can use that excuse to get back in your life. You know, I know that in the past, certain exes that I haven't cut off when I was way younger and really figuring this relationship shit out, definitely use certain things to try and get, back in your good graces to a degree, or stay involved in your life. And you got to just cut that shit out completely. So I agree. At Denise2288_ said, it's okay. And that was all she put. But Denise is out here living fine. She does not have a fucking concern in the world. It's totally fine. Her boyfriend, girlfriend can be hanging out, talking to the ex, and they don't care. I mean, more power to you. I wish I was that secure, I guess, in myself, maybe. But also, what's the point? Why is it necessary? I will say, though, I do have one of my friends who is, like, best friends with his ex. Now, granted, it's an ex from high school, so they were really young when they were together, and they probably broke up, you know, from around 18 or 19, whatever it was. But we all still find it weird. All of us in that friend group still find it weird. But somehow they have been able to make it work. But I will say also, there is a bit of like tension when it comes to it. Not necessarily that they like do anything to fuck up each other's future relationships, but I've definitely seen like, her being a little bit jealous of certain things depending on the girl that he might be hanging out with, or have like a little bit of a side comment to kind of show that she might be still a little bit jealous about it. And I know for sure him kind of having a little bit more of a protectiveness about kind of if she's hanging out with anybody that he knows, and that kind of thing. And like, that might be like an older brother kind of thing, but at the same time, it is a little bit, you know, tricky because they used to date, so they might be harboring some pent up feelings, whether they realize it or not. I mean, that's just my opinion. I'm not a professional. I just have a fucking podcast. But hey, you know, that's what I think. At Viet D Dog 21 says, no reason to add unnecessary potential temptation / drama into your life. And this right here is a happily married man, understands what is going on in this world. At the end of the day, as I get older, all I want in this life is peace. That is all I am striving for. Is peace, and doing things like this assure that I would be getting, you know, at least setting myself up to be in the best position possible to have as much peace in my life as I possibly can. Taking these preventative measures, you got to protect yourself and your peace at the end of the day. And listen, and your future, especially if you are in a relationship with somebody that you want to have a future with, why bring any unnecessary baggage into your relationship? Life and relationships are hard as it is. why bring any extra bullshit into your life? That's all I'm saying. And the last one from my guy, at Eric Herzog, says, yes, too lazy to unfollow / unfriend. So I'm assuming he's still following on. He's still following exes. He's just too lazy to unfollow unfriend is what he's saying. I mean, listen, I understand that. You know, I mean, it's definitely like weird for you, especially to probably go back and like, especially if you didn't do it right when it happened. It's more, it's probably also just as strange to go back and like try and, you know, search out your old relationships so you can unfollow them. But Eric, one day when you get into a serious relationship, this probably will come back and bite you in the ass, and you're going to have to go back and unfollow all these people just for your own protection and sanity. So, man, get ahead of it now is what I would suggest to you. Thank y'all so much for participating in this conversation, our Ask a Gringo segment. Again, you want to be a part of the conversation, part of the podcast, at DJ Dramos on my Instagram. I always post these in my stories, and you can be a part of the conversation and have your voice heard, because, of course, this show is as much about you as it is me. Now, with that said, let's kind of wrap it all up, you know, and organize our thoughts and tie everything into a nice, neat little bow in a segment we call Conclusion Stew. But first, before we do that, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles, because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Time for Conclusion Stew.
Man, all right. So this is going to be a very easy, simple Conclusion Stew. Short answer, do not fucking do this. There's no reason for you to be keeping in contact with the ex, even if it is just on social media. Protect yourself, man. And from some of the answers that I got on here, this might be helping you protect yourself physically from an angry girlfriend who is tired of your damn ex being in the picture. Listen, at the end of the day, man, we all just want some peace and some happiness. And taking these little steps will help you find some more peace and happiness. I just think at the end of the day, you always have to be trying to protect yourself. And a part of that is taking precautions. And at the end of the day, things like this, staying in contact with your ex, you know, having them around in some way, shape, or form that you could still be kind of reaching out to them or keeping tabs on what they're doing or seeing them. Man, you are setting yourself up for temptation and possible drama that comes along in your current relationship. And like the studies that I read showed, you know, people who do stay in contact with their exes are more likely to be less involved in their relationship, more likely to be less invested in their relationship. It's kind of like they're always giving themselves an out, you know what I mean? Like always having a backup plan on the brain. And you can't be 100% invested into something if you always have this backup plan kind of hanging around and lingering around. You got to be all in on the things that you do. And having your ex be anywhere near your current life is not being all in. It is allowing you to have that backup plan. It is allowing you to play this comparison game between, you know, your current relationship and your past relationship. And just none of that is healthy. So my word of advice, as somebody who's been through some years of dating and been through a bunch of different nonsense from my younger years, just listen, preemptively, take the time to cut that person out of your life and move the fuck on. And you'll be thanking me in the future when you do not have unnecessary drama hanging around your life. And with that said, thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of the show. Appreciate y'all. We will be back Tuesday with a brand new episode. I'll be taking the rest of this weekend and trying to figure out my situation with this fucking flood and hopefully be able to start showering and sleeping in my own house once again. But either way, I'll be back on Tuesday. Until then, stay safe. Have a great weekend. Talk to y'all soon. Peace. Life as a Gringo is a production of the Michael Tura Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.